Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
La 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 la. A secret show with Karen Carson, Johnny Minge, and Intern Hand. All right, guys, on this week's podcast, I think we should talk about what happened on the show today. I mean, we ran out of airtime. It's way past 10 o'clock in the morning, and we still have a lot going on. Yeah. So I just want to remind you, if you're listening to this podcast, don't listen at the office, at least not out loud. And it's definitely not for kids. But earlier on the show, we were talking about mullets because they're coming back. Guys' hair is crazy since the pandemic. It gave guys a lot of freedom. And I think they're okay. It depends on who wears it. But Johnny Minge had to go after Gio, who was on the show Boomer and Gio on WFAN, the sports radio station, as part of our cluster. In our building, we have six radio stations. And the Fan is a very famous one. And you went after Gio of Boomer and Gio.
Well, when you said mullet, the first thing that I thought of was, like, who do I know with a mullet? And I remember that Gio has one. And when I saw the mullet for the first time, I, like, thought it was a joke, assumed it would be shaved the next day. And he's had it for, like, half a year. And I just think it looks bad. So I voiced my opinion on our show.
Well, they heard it. Or at least a listener heard it and called their show and said, hey, the new 102.7 show is totally blasting your mullet right now. And they were like, what?
I need to be honest with you, Kara. Somebody sent me the audio from the very first time WFAN talked about it. And they trashed our station. They didn't know
they trashed our station?
They said that they didn't know the name of the station. They kept saying 102.7. They didn't know it was an Odyssey station. And then they tried to Google.
Which is a bunch of bullshit because they know we're upstairs.
Obviously.
I've met Boomer in the elevator a million times.
He likes you. You're friends, aren't you?
No, I mean, he never calls me by my name, but he knows me.
I've seen him do it.
They were Googling us.
Has he? I don't know.
They couldn't find who the host was, so they were like, who the hell is the host of this show? I guess our website needs to be updated.
Really?
They couldn't find you.
But is that fucking true? That's great.
But Boomer then did say, oh, wait, is that Karen Carson? And then when they put two and two together, then they brought me on board, and now they've spent the morning trashing me.
Like, do you know what they said?
My cousin's listening to WFAN right now. Apparently, they're saying that I'm an attention whore.
You?
Well, we know that.
Did they lie about anything, or they just told the truth the whole time?
My cousin's saying that they're now calling attention to things I've done, like stunts, like when I wore the Santa suit to the Christmas party. They're now trashing me on WFAN about that.
Well, you're the stunt guy. They're just jealous they don't have one.
Yeah, I think that's
you funny. And Anthony are both stunt guys. So next thing you know, we have Al Dukes coming downstairs from the show, asking us to call Boomer and Gio. Well, they called us, and here's what it sounds like. Hi, Karen Carson in the morning on NEW.
Oh, hi, Karen. It's Al, the producer downstairs at WFAN.
Hi. Okay, so you got us?
Yes, I'm going to put you on hold. We're coming right out of this break.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then they'll go right to you guys, okay?
And we're live, right?
Yes, you'll be live.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Okay, hang on.
Boomer and Gio coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. This Feel Good Friday has turned into a fight with the rest of the morning shows in the company Friday somehow. Somehow, some way. It all started with one call called up and said that the morning show on 102.7 in our cluster, our Odyssey cluster, was going after my mullet as they were telling stories and reading news stories about how mullets are back in, and then they referenced me, and apparently the caller said that I was getting trashed by this 102.7 morning show, and that turned into this whole thing with the 92.3 guy with the Range Rover and the illegal parking. But it all started with this mullet conversation. So who do we have on the air now? This is a man named
Johnny.
This is a man named Johnny who is with
Karen.
With Karen, okay.
Yeah, well, you've got the entire Karen.
Oh, we got the whole show. Okay, we've got
nice.
All right. I was confused as to who we were talking. Hello, Karen and Johnny. How are you?
Good morning.
We're good.
All right. So
listen, Gio, before you go off.
Well,
this all started because the mullet is back in style.
Yep.
And ladies love it.
Yeah.
But Johnny took exception to it. So.
Okay. All right. So you're just stepping aside and using Johnny as a shield here.
Right.
All
right. By the way,
is your bulletproof vest.
Right. And by the way, guys, Gio's the one who brought back the mullet.
Yeah. I had this all the way last summer. I had this whole thing. So I feel like I am the catalyst for this.
Gio, I got to tell you, you look a little like Johnny Damon. I'm definitely
Oh, look at this, Karen. Karen, you know you know what to do. All right. So Johnny here. So the way that the caller described this, guys, because I was upset, you know, and then I ended up going off. And I thought to myself, I said, you know what probably happened is this caller exaggerated what they said. And then I ended up blowtorching Karen and Johnny. And then I'm going to feel bad after that. So what actually did you say now that you got me here? You could say it to me. What actually did you say about the mullet, Johnny?
So, Gio, if I'm being honest with you, I did say, I hope you were listening in the hallway because your mullet is disgusting.
Disgusting!
The very first time I saw that you had the mullet, I thought it was a joke and assumed it would be shaved off the next day.
Right.
The fact that we're now 5 months later, Gio, I don't know, man. What are you thinking?
Well, what I'm thinking is that I love the thing, and it is a polarizing situation. It's made a positive impact on my life, the show, and my community. It really has. It's a talking point.
Yes.
I honestly, I've gotten past it. The very beginning, I used to fight all the battles with the mullet, and then now I'm over that and realize that, you know, the people that love it, love it. The people who don't, I'm not going to be able to change your mind. But what I want to know is, when were we ever together where you saw this thing, and why didn't you say anything to me about it? Like, even like a little bit of a joke.
I haven't seen you back in person since post-pandemic, so it's only been all of your Instagrams.
Oh, okay.
Fan of your Instagrams.
All right.
And I'm just curious, like, what does your wife think?
She hates it. She absolutely hates it. And you know what, Johnny? The more she hates it, the more I want to keep it. So every time I tell her, I said, every negative comment that you give me about the mullet is one more month that I'm going to keep the mullet.
Fuel.
That's what I tell her. It is fuel. Yes, it is fuel. So, all right, disgusting's a little strong, but I also, the stuff I said might have been a little strong as well. Don't go back and listen. So you haven't seen me. One of the problems I was going to have with you, Johnny, is you see me in the hallway, you see me in the elevator or something, and then you don't say anything to me, and then you trash the mullet. But that's not the case. You guys are still home, huh?
Yeah, we're still home.
Okay.
From home, and I think it's easier to do it from home, not in front of your face. I don't know if I have the stones. I don't know if I would say it to your face, Gio.
Really? So at least you're admitting that. See,
right.
I've gotten to the point now where I say everything to everybody's face. I don't care. It's probably not a good thing.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question? Why are you guys still at home?
Oh, is that over? Oh, man. Listen, we're already getting in trouble. Everyone's asking. We're probably like the last morning show that didn't come in.
Yeah.
Well, I think you are. Stay home.
Yeah, I think you are. Are you guys in the same bunker as Moose and Maggie underground or no?
Yeah, we're sharing.
Pretty much. You're sharing?
Sharing
them with equipment. All right. Well, let's let bygones be bygones. How's that sound? And I'll...
I vote for your mullet. I vote for your mullet. Maybe, Boomer, you can grow one, too.
He did back in the 80s. He did.
Back before I was a washed-up quarterback, I had one back in the 80s.
Oh, my God.
You know what? We can team up here. We can team up. So do you guys know the 92.3 people?
Kane and Corey.
All right. So do we like them? Do we not like them? Where are you at with that?
We like them. I used to do a show with Kane.
Okay. Well, Kane's fine. Kane's a Vikings fan. It's this other guy. It's the social media guy.
All about sports.
Yeah. So he, the whole deal with him is he parks, he's got this matte black Range Rover.
Yep.
And he drives it around like a maniac. And then he parks it illegally in front of fire hydrants. So we ended up bringing that up today, and then he called us douchebags and called Boomer a washed-up quarterback. So who do you have?
Well, wait a minute. Why are you guys douchebags? What do you have to do with his
We said it on the air, and we were imploring the NYPD to tow his car. So
ooh,
that might have been the reason why.
Right. You know, we've also seen him drive up on the sidewalks, go through red lights. Yeah. We've seen the whole thing.
He thinks he's in Grand Theft Auto.
Exactly.
I think that's what he's doing.
I've seen you get dropped off. Do you have a nice, clean entrance and exit?
That's what I'm talking about.
From the sky, he gets dropped off.
Usually I land on the top of the building where I don't have to deal with anybody.
Right. We need to get you your own elevator.
All right, so if it comes down to it, guys, whose side are you taking? Is it the Kane and Corey side, or is it the WFAN Boomer and Geo side?
We got history with Kane.
Karen, you got a long history with Kane.
I know. But I got to tell you, I'm going to take your side because if I saw all that, I would be like, what are you doing? Why don't they give him a garage?
Well, we've been asking that for a long time. Yeah, trust me, we've been asking that same question. All right, I understand your loyalties. It's okay. It's fine. We appreciate you coming clean. And Johnny, good for you saying that to my face, sort it to my face over the phone, calling my mullet disgusting. You did a nice job. I actually got more respect for you now than I ever did. And hopefully we see you back in here soon. How's that sound?
All right, sounds good. Boomer, get that mullet, please.
Yeah, okay, Karen, thanks. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, he's not going to do that. But they really should have a contest over who looks better with the mullet. And I would love if you guys did that on our show. You know how great that would be? What a storyline.
Fuck no. I am not growing.
Oh, come on.
Absolutely not. There's no shot.
I feel like they were making fun of us at the end there, Kar. I feel like they took shots at us.
Because
he was like, okay, totally, Karen, we got to get you off the phone now.
I got the sarcastic vibe out of that, but I know Boomer. I see him. We come up in the same elevator almost every morning. I'm telling you, he likes
that's
Karen.
How well you know Boomer?
He knows.
Oh,
Karen.
So you want me to start shit with Boomer? You think I should take offense to that? He's got a show to do. He's done with us. Time to move on.
Well, exactly.
WFAN is also nationally televised, so I want to watch to see their facial expressions, because while we were on the phone with them, they could be shooting each other fucking eye rolls. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. Okay. Go obsess about FAN for the rest of the day, and I'm not really concerned. Yeah. I don't care.
This is war.
Well, maybe. Ooh. It would be fun to have a war. I think we started more of a war with Alt than we did with the fan.
Well, we picked Alt's side. At the end of the day, we did pick Kane, you know?
No.
Karen said
no, I picked them.
Were you on that radio broadcast?
What? No, she said she has history with Kane. And then Gio said, all right, I respect it because you have history with Kane.
But I said I pick you guys. He didn't even pick up on you.
Gio didn't hear you say that. Gio respected you for taking Kane's side. Meanwhile, you actually trashed Kane and we're taking sides with Gio.
How about Boomer shaming us for still working from home? What's up with that,
I know.
Boomer?
He was starting to go there and I was like, okay, bye.
You know what I think we should do? Is we should go down to the WFAN studio with a buzzer and buzz Gio's fucking mullet while they're on the air.
Oh my God, that would be so great. That'd be so great.
Wow.
I don't think he'll get rid of it, though. His even though his wife hates it, he's getting so much attention from it. See, Ant? See how much attention you're going to get from it?
I got a guy who could shave his head, Karen, if you want me to go down.
Oh, look. Nice deflection.
Yeah, exactly, because I ain't fucking growing one. It's not happening.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Well, regardless, I'm going to go down there with the buzzer, and I'm shaving Gio's fucking mullet off. I'm telling you.
Okay, and I'm going to email Margaret. She's the head of our HR department here. I'm going to do that real quick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.